everyone, to another episode of Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Last week, we are inside the tower and we are kicking butt. Or at least the first round we kicked butt. Orm got his butt kicked. Tork kicked some butt. I think Randus healed some butt. And Smith kind of kicked some hiney and also took some damage as well.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the amount of focus we have on butt right now.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. We're going to pick up the action right after last week. Turn it over to Dungeon Master Rodrigo.
Okay, so you guys are in that room with the darkness engine in the center of it.
I attacked it. Never mind.
Obvious exits are back the way you came. Up some scales, essentially. Like,
scale stairs?
No. Like, tower scales.
Ah, okay.
Leaf blade type deal. Yeah. And, yes, Dennis. So, the,
What?
Obvious exits are north, south, and Dennis. we'll just call that my reference. Really, right. D&D Brian's references okay. For the day.
That's your one.
I'm at this point. I'm not going to use any of my healing surges.
If it's reference time, I need to get mine out of the way. And say,
okay, go for it.
She's no fun. She fell right over.
Anybody else using healing surges at this point?
Not.
I'm going to have to burn two because I was pretty hit. Which puts me with one healing surge left.
Really? Wow. Nice. Okay.
Yeah. He took a lot of dragon damage.
Oh, that's right.
Burn two of my own in order to rejuvenate the healing formula.
Okay. So, there you guys are. What do you do?
Even though Tork was making a joke, can we attack the darkness? Is there any way to... Do we see any way of shutting down this... It looks like a cloudy portal?
Yeah. There might be a way for you to shut it down.
Do I need to do an Arcana check?
Go ahead and give me an Arcana check.
14 plus 12 is 24.
Okay.
Six. 26.
Meth is hard. Let's go shopping.
The, I studied magic, not math.
Right. Physically, this thing, there probably is a way to shut it down, but you have to stand inside of the darkness to do it. And basically, like, manually shut it down.
I see.
Wow.
Now let me ask you this, then. My unseen servant. Can I send him in there and have him shut it down?
Well, you don't know what the you can send him in there.
Okay.
Of course you can.
Okay.
But you don't know what exactly this will cause to happen.
Do we have? Is it just a tube? There's no like actual thing. It's like a mystical.
Yeah, basically. Like yeah, it's a about five. Of it, it's like the actual spout itself is, you know, maybe 5 feet in diameter. And it creates this what I want to say,
like red matter from the Star Trek movie.
Kind of, yeah. It basically starts out thin at the bottom and then builds up in the center and then gets thin again as it goes into the other spout, and it kind of pulses and goes
in
and out.
Yeah, but it looks like it's growing, right? Every time the coil goes off, it gets bigger?
It gets bigger and then starts to slowly retreat. So there is a net growth, but it's not very fast because it does kind of retreat a little bit.
So I could send something in, but it may not be a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if it'll come back out.
And it's an intangible, so, right? Even if it went in and didn't come back out, I could cast it again at some point in the future, right? Mm. Or would he be gone?
Unless it
oh, no, you could cast another one.
You could horribly kill this creature, which may or may not be alive, and then make another one just like it to kill it later.
Excellent. Well, my unseen servant has been active all this time. Walking
what
around.
What happens if we poke the darkness with a stick?
Well, since before he was on the Dargon episode cleaning up, and it hasn't been the end of a day yet.
Okay.
So he's still following us, supposedly. Servant of the Unseen.
What?
enter into the darkness see if there is a way to turn off the device.
You want me to push a button?
If there's a button that says off, push it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Of a sudden we hear... That's him running into the darkness.
Yep. Or making a drum roll.
Yes. No, that's you can't see him, so it's him pretending to go into the darkness.
Oh, no, it is so dark in here. Oh, what am I ever going to do?
Wait a minute, I sense you over in the corner.
All right.
Steven's actually an illusionist of the Carrot Top School.
Yes, so, all this time I've just been using ghost voice.
Ghost sound.
Yes.
Mage hand.
Well, you see the darkness fluctuate roughly in the shape of some humanoid thing.
Does it have a big tall hat? Because it sure talks like the Popa.
No, he's wearing overalls and has a big mustache. but it's an easy thing to get confused.
Does he look back at us briefly and we see a lone teardrop in his eye?
Well, you don't see the
tear. As the mist conforms over his body.
Yes. He waves sadly at you.
Okay.
Nope, he walks right in there and you see basically the spouts have multiple, like they don't just have like a lid. It looks like they have multiple little tabs that essentially open and close, or are meant to at least open. At some point they were closed. And you see one of them start to kind of push in and it kind of does. And then another one just kind of, you also hear more of that gurgling that the tentacle monsters made.
That doesn't
just kind of getting louder.
Maybe you ought to stop, unseen servant. Unseen servant, perhaps you should stop. Unseen servant, perhaps you should stop.
What? I can't hear you over the.
Yeah. You kind of see his shimmery outline turn around. At which point, a bunch of tentacles come out and grab him and start
and rip
munching
him apart
on him.
Like the bag boy in the mist.
Yep.
If we could see that, that'd be horrendous.
Yes, all this invisible blood coats the room.
Yep.
Well, that was something that I had not planned.
Okay, let's use Randus' servant now.
No.
All right, Aurum, can't you, like, manipulate things from afar?
I have... I've got, what, big hands? Mage hands?
Big egg. Yes. You just took a feat. You have one. The feat is called Fiddler. You just have one giant hand.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Wait, how can his feet be hands?
He also took the feat Unevolved Primate.
I can only create one hand at a time, but if I did use Mage Hand, my fear would be the same thing, only this time instead of a tentacle reaching up and grabbing my unseen friend who is now gone.
Oh, by the way, like a couple of these things like pour back out of this. And you guys have to like zap them.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say that's probably...
You guys zap them.
I think no matter what, even if I use Mage Hand, I wouldn't be able to completely close the tabs. I can try it if we can zap them that easily.
Yeah.
I conjure Mage Hand to go in and push down on all the tabs.
Okay. You start to channel your arcane energy to do that, and you start hearing that gurgling again. And a bunch of them come out.
I'm going to eat
zappy, it. Zappy, zappy, zappy.
Yeah.
My Mage Hand smacks them since they...
We'll go... Torque is 1, Aurum is 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Mm.
It was a healing surge.
Oh, my God. Well,
okay, maybe we should stop playing with the rift in reality and make our way back towards the top of the tower.
I agree.
You know, if this were really Super Mario, we could climb up and flip a switch in the upper level and come back down.
There's an idea.
I have no idea what you're talking about, levels and whatnot, but I agree with Randus that we should proceed up the tower and see what awaits us.
Okay, that was clearly an out-of-character remark.
All right. So you guys climb up?
If there's like an octave difference in my voice, thank you very much.
All of a sudden, Torque is talking like some snotty guy from an imaginary thing called the Interwebs.
I was thinking maybe if we climb up higher, we can maybe find something. Or when we turned the other one off, it all fell down and it squished all the stuff. And maybe if we turn it off, we'll squish this, and then the rah, 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 rah will stop. Sounds kind of like a robot.
We proceed to climb up.
All right, you guys climb up yet another level. And find yourselves in what is a fairly wide room with
27 D4 dragons.
Yes. I don't have that many D4s or dragon miniatures.
27 D4s would technically be 7 D12s.
Oh, there you go. It's this big wide room with what appears to be a slightly smaller room in the center.
Hmm. An enclosed room?
Yes. Okay. It is essentially this big cylinder in the center. It is also made of this, like, these interlocking things, and past, or you can see where some of them don't fully come together, and it's pretty much wide enough for any of you to squeeze through. There is another one inside, and every once in a while the inner one shifts, or the outer one shifts, like it basically moves to the left or to the right. And sometimes you can see gaps in the inner one that match up with the outer one.
Hmm. What do we see when we peer through and the gaps all align?
Basically through to the other side.
Yeah.
But there is no, there's no other way to go up in this room.
Hmm.
There might be a way to go up in the inner chamber, mm-hmm. but in this room, everything interlocks too tightly.
Hmm. So we have to pass through the cracks.
At least somebody should check it out.
All right. Who's the most invulnerable to damage at this point?
Torque.
Is he big enough to fit through the cracks?
He can jump through one of them when, you know, essentially two cracks match up.
Match up, okay. Does that sound a reasonable torque?
I'm sorry. I was hypnotized by that wall.
We want to send you through the wall and see what's on the other side.
All right.
Well, possibly if we could,
maybe not risk Torque's being, we could send my assistant through and have him see what's on the other side.
Well, even better.
That makes too much sense.
That's what I figured. I'll just throw him through.
I think he can walk through on his own.
Okay. So,
Sorge.
How far... How far can your assistant go away from you?
Good question. Where's arcane power? I think it's 10 squares.
Okay.
The password is 9 feet.
And also, if he dies, you can just do a ritual to bring him, to reconstruct him, essentially?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that eat up components, or is that just like a free thing? I don't know.
I do not know.
That doesn't surprise anybody.
Your assistant would be very sad to know that you don't know how he functions.
Yeah.
He seems to do much of the thinking for the team. Sort of an R2-D2 C-3PO relationship.
Yeah. There you go.
But at least, you know, Randus gets to speak Ewok, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
20 squares.
20 squares? Okay.
So a good distance.
Okay. Yep. Your assistant crawls in there between two panels before they close.
Well, I guess it's just after the next rest I take it.
So oh, he just...
it, yep. I guess.
Okay. And... comes back out.
Rip.
He has a readout of the room. Apparently there are these kind of circular, like, gaps that kind of have this, like, radial opening and closing thing. You just kind of open and close at specific intervals, and your assistant goes ahead and like calculates like how frequently they open. They just have like a particular pattern that they open and close on. A couple of them are wide enough for you guys to get through. And, you know, they don't appear to be like serrated or anything.
All right. So doesn't look like anything beyond there that would be instant death to any of us, so
it'll probably be a slow and painful death, so we got that going for us.
Indeed. So I suppose our best bet would be to continue and see what more mischief we can cause.
Okay. So who goes through first?
I'll go.
I will.
Smith goes first?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll go
step
follow
up
him.
To the wall. Pull bandana out of my pocket. Tie back my hair because it's all frazzled and I don't want it to get stuck.
Okay.
That would probably hurt a lot.
Yep.
One, two, three.
There. Okay. Smith jumps through. Ha!
Yahoo.
Hangs there for a second. The panels along the walls keep shifting. And,
oh god! I'm just kidding, guys. Fine.
At which point, and the floor opens up. You briefly see that darkness thing underneath. At which point, something, we'll say, ignites it. And this jet of green flame just shoots up, and it basically takes up almost the entirety of the room you're in. No, you're smack in the center of it.
Oh, awesome.
So Smith is in a burning chamber cooking alive. How are you guys going to get him out? We'll call this one another skill encounter.
Boy.
So let me take a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Smith fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yes.
Yes.
Down.
And the flames
rising
went higher.
Man, I thought I had a spell that put out small fires.
Yes.
It's called water.
Prestidigitation might.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't think this is a small fire. Small fire.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
help much.
I used to have a cantrip that would allow me to make a random person break wind, and I got a guy killed with it once.
Nice.
He was meeting with the king of the land, and he had irritated me, so I threw my break wind cantrip. And
classic.
He was like, "Your Majesty!" At which point he was beheaded. How many did he count for the difficulty? Because I thought that was 9.
8. 1, 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Same as last time.
Yep. He counted enough.
Because we did so good last time.
Yep.
Define we. I rolled a successful diplomacy check.
Alright, everybody roll initiative.
16.
You'll be first.
What's your initiative 1? Really?
Wow. Half level?
Okay.
Okay, anybody beat 16?
No.
Why, okay. I did.
So, Orym goes on 16 fast. Then Smith on 16 slow. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10?
11.
11. And then Randa is on 4.
5.
5. Okay.
It works so much better when I roll initiative on my 30-sider.
Yeah, I would imagine. Although I was starting to question how somebody could have a plus 15 initiative bonus. Anyways.
All right, I'm going to use my Arcana.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I can either pull him towards us
mm-hmm.
or put out the fire.
Okay.
In some way. 15 plus 12 is 27.
Okay, that's a success. You can, unless you go down and start fiddling with the darkness engine underneath, you mm-hmm. probably wouldn't be able to put it out.
Okay.
There might be a way for you to pull Smith out, assuming that you can do it when the panels interlock, mm-hmm. or rather, don't interlock when there's mm-hmm. a gap between them.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, they start spinning faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And this outer room starts getting a little hot.
Yeah, okay.
And Smith continues to float there going, ah, ah.
My turn?
Your turn.
I'm going to diplomatize myself to calm me down.
Now, so,
it's not going to work, is it?
That's not
going to work. Endurance.
You understand.
Okay.
So.
Endure the pain.
27.
Nice. All right. That's a success. Smith does not burn to a crisp.
Yay.
Yay.
Ow.
Torque. That's going to be bad.
Right? It's your go.
You said it was possible to yank him out of there?
Yes. If you get through.
Yeah, but the wheels are turning faster.
Essentially, there's an outer room that has holes in it, an inner room that has holes in it, and you have to like jump in or grab them as when the holes match up. And
we're talking jump in, grab him, and jump back out, or are we talking I could actually leap through and
actually
across?
the room is too wide for you to actually reach in just with your arm and grab him.
Uh-huh.
You might be able to jump in, grab him, and jump out. He does seem to be largely suspended by this. I mean, it's creating enough force that he's actually off the ground. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you probably have to do like a tiger leap across, grab him, and then roll out to the other side.
That sounds remarkably like athletics.
Yep.
Which is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to go into a Zen trance for a moment, and I'm going to start counting in my head every time I see the doors. One, two...
Two,
crap.
It's a little
one.
It's a little distracting too, because Smith is
screaming,
presumably on the inside.
I'm enduring.
Yeah.
All right.
So you're enduring very loudly,
probably.
My I have a good athletics bonus.
I would imagine.
I hope so.
Actually, 30. I'm probably used to severe amounts of pain like this by this point.
Okay, that's a success. Torque runs in, leaps through, pushes Smith out of the way. And gets caught in the jet.
Fire.
But Smith is out the other side.
No, oh, so now Torque's caught in there.
Yep. Torque, it hurts.
Arrgh. If only we had some sort of unseen servant.
Randus.
Oh. Very well. I'm just going to try to find some way to like just quickly shut this down or jam it up or just break it just to stop this. Well, let's throw a wrench into the works, literally.
Okay, Arcana?
Arcana, okay. Wow. I was going to say Thievery, but Arcana
either
is better.
One.
Arcana.
Why don't you...
I've already
Arcana's
used,
better?
No, Arcana was used already this round. I use
it. Oh, that's okay. It just doesn't have to... That. It's just as long as it's not the immediately previous person.
Oh, okay. All right.
The thing is, who goes after you? He goes after you. Oh, but you
already
used Arcana.
Mine, so,
yeah, go ahead and use Arcana.
Okay. Nat 20.
There you go. Yep. If you... basically, if you reverse the polarity
of this
of
neutron
the,
flow.
Yes, of the neutron flow of the darkness engine underneath, which you might be able to do even from this room, assuming you had the right types of energy focused on it, we'll call it whatever kind of energy you can generate and whatever kind of energy Orym can generate.
Nice.
And if you do it together at the same time, you might be able to get this to stop long enough.
Hmm. Okay, so does this mean we have to do a dual roll together or what?
Nope. That just means Randus communicates this with you.
Yep.
If he wants to add anything, go ahead.
Nope.
Okay.
Arrgh.
And then it's Orym's turn. Orym, are you following with this plan?
I am agreement with this plan.
Okay. However, you did use Arcana previously.
I did.
So you have to figure out something else.
Well, I remember one time at the Ceruleum Academy that they told us about this one kind of spell that could be used only in certain instances.
Mm-hmm.
But so I have to use my history, my knowledge of the magic of history, to do that.
Orym tries to recall that class that he slept through.
16 plus 12 is... 28.
Okay, that's a success. Yep, you're pretty sure that if you wait for a convex plummeting of arcane neutrinos, you can actually enhance the effect that Randus is talking about.
Okay.
So it's going to be kind of an on-my-mark kind of deal.
Okay.
Technobabble is hard.
Yes.
All right.
Magic technobabble is particularly hard.
Yep.
Smith.
Diplomacy to get these two to cooperate better.
Okay.
There you go.
After I hear, the plan, it's like, okay, I have to do this and this. All right, guys.
Coordinate us.
27.
Okay. Nice. Wow. You guys haven't failed one yet.
I hate you so much.
Torque, you are on fire.
I say, do you have to roll for that?
Since you are the on fire, I will let you just skip your turn if you don't want to risk
failure.
But you tend to be pretty good at rolling, so
if
you
can come up with something.
Yes. You could try to endure.
Like, is there anything I could do to not be on fire or in the middle of the fire?
You can try to swim closer to one of the, like, essentially push yourself a little closer to one of the sides. But actually, didn't you roll athletics last time?
Yeah.
Yep.
So unless you got a good acrobatics score, which I'm guessing you don't, that might be a bad idea.
You know what I do have?
What do you do have?
Luck.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try and use my acrobaticals.
Do it. Do it.
15.
15?
Yeah.
Ooh, just hits.
Talk about luck.
Torque actually inverts himself and kicks off like the guy in Gymkata.
Yeah. I'm guessing somehow Torque actually managed to get himself into a more geomantically auspicious position so that it doesn't, you know, conflict with the incoming spell attack.
Coincidentally, Orcish cries of horrific pain form a perfect pentacle, Shay.
Yes. The other thing I was thinking is he tucks into a ball and he does that kind of thing, you know, and like when they throw a tennis ball into the air jet where it just kind of goes up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down while it's spinning.
Torque's
probably doing that.
Probably enjoying the crap out of it, too.
Except he's on fire.
Except pretty agonizing.
It's be like, wee! Oh! Wee! Oh!
I was like, is he screaming or laughing? He's crafting. Randus. Pull this off, man. You are one step away from success.
All right. I'm just going to be sitting there trying to time it out and just look for the best time to blast the energies into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, perception.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure you have 16.
16. Success.
Awesome. I had an action point. I just went.
So, Smith kind of gets you guys thinking together, and then Randus and Orym at the same time zap into the center of this thing, which just stops it dead, and you hear this like horrible grinding noise as the panels just stop moving, the jet stops, and Torque drops on his face right at the center of it. Incidentally, the circular openings at the top just flare open and are now trying to look like they're trying to close, but they don't seem to be able to.
Quickly, let's get out of this room.
Torque, you okay?
Ow. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get... What? Is there anything trying to come through the holes in the ceiling?
Nope.
No,
they're
but
just open.
Yeah, if we wanted to get to the top, looks like this may be our best opportunity.
Yeah, we don't know if the system's going to fire itself up again.
It looks like it's trying to.
Let's get out of here.
I brush myself off, I leap out of the flames, and start climbing.
Okay. I'm guessing the rest of you do similar?
Yes.
Okay.
Unless we're going for extra speed right now. Because we get another action point right now, don't we?
Fly! Yes. Fly, little friend, be free!
So there's Deuce.
You hit another milestone, so you get another action point.
I'm up to one action point now.
Woo! But was anybody sitting at two?
Yes, I have two.
Okay.
As do I.
Yep. Cool. Remember that you can only use one action point during an encounter.
Right.
But that gets you, you know, if there's two encounters in a row, you can use them.
Yeah.
Do
we have enough time for a short rest?
Yes.
Are we?
Yes.
Well, I think we have to put you out still.
Yep. Yeah. You guys climb to the top. No, you just have to peel some dead skin off.
Yeah.
And hope that it doesn't turn into little snot balls. don't dump it back into that room.
Or random orb. Magic items.
Yeah. Huh?
Well, let's just throw this junk into the alternate dimension of tentacle horrors.
Yep.
That'll be awesome.
That's clearly a good idea. Okay. So you guys
our dimension.
Climb up into this other room.
Mm-hmm.
It is a room that has all these, like, gently rotating panels that appears to it. You would imagine these panels do something with the heat generated from the previous room.
Okay.
There are...
Are they like shiny mirror?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
There's like three different colors. There's one that's just kind of silvery, one that's red, and one that's kind of a smoky gray. Mm-hmm. And they have like little smaller, like they're big rectangular panels that are kind of gently moving around the room. Mm-hmm. And each of them has like little, like kind of like bicycle rearview mirror looking things poking mm-hmm. out random sides. It looks like those can actually swivel on their own as well.
Hmm. Interesting.
There's, you know, another way out of this room as well. It just, you know, you just kind of had to hug the wall, climb straight up, although it's gotten progressively harder to climb up, so you'll actually need a climb check to get out of here. Or, you know, an acrobatics check if you want to, you know, leap off of the mirrors.
Do I have a climb skill?
I was going to say, I don't have
a climb. How athletics? About a flaming face?
It's an athletics check.
Oh, okay. I meant.
Sorry.
We don't actually have specific climb skills.
I could just fly us up.
Okay.
There's the devil.
Or that. Torque.
What?
Grab Randus.
All right. By the neck?
Underneath the armpits.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
I'm going to do the same with Aurum.
Okay.
And our faces are going to light up. Okay. Oh, turn away from Randus.
Okay.
Sorcerer Sirocco?
Sorcerer Sirocco.
Okay.
Excuse me.
You blast yourselves up into the next room.
Screw skill checks.
These... We must have gotten a red star that time.
This room has a lot of growths in it, sort of the same kind of metallic patterns, but they kind of form all these like little spiky spikes.
Those are the worst kind.
I know. They are kind of serrated spikes. There is something strange about this room. Like, not like, ooh, weird, spooky, strange, but something that, especially for Torque and Randus, not Torque, Aurum and Randus, it's kind of something in the back of your head as you're like flying into it. And then you realize that this appears to be a room. That is actually a room that is actually like made for people to be in. There is a big kind of console in the center. And there, as you kind of fly to the top of the room and then settle back down, you see at one skeleton kind of like impaled in one of the spikes.
Okay. You said there's a panel in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Can I examine the panel without touching it?
You walk up to the panel and go examine it?
Yes. Okay.
Yep, you walk up. As you're here, you see at least one other skeleton off in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
The skeletons are wearing robes, kind of like you've seen the Void cultists wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it seems to be some kind of arcane access panel, but it's... Like, there are no... lights or anything indicating that it's currently functioning.
Is there any similarity between this panel and the one that we saw at Moonhold?
Go ahead and give me an arcana check.
What is that? That's a 22.
There is some similarity. You would imagine that this panel is probably active while the tower is growing and might allow you to control it in some way or maybe shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And then deactivates because it, you know, it really seems like these towers are not meant to be deactivated.
Okay.
Or they don't want to be deactivated, really.
Okay.
So further inspection or further introspection, perhaps, would allow you to deduce that those skeletons are the people who activated this tower.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Thoughts, Randus?
I think possibly one thing we can try to do is just see if we can't get this to power back on and Just try to reverse its functioning and see if we can't use that in order to shut down this contraption.
Hmm. I'd like to go over and go through the robes to see if there's anything like a key or something inside the robes of these dead priests.
Okay.
Spare change.
I'll go for that too, but you know, if there's like a... Because if I remember correctly, and the reason I'm asking this, is the key that we used to shut off the Moonhold one, that was left in the Moonhold tower, right?
Yes, four-facet key.
Yeah, the four-facet key. So I'm looking around through their bodies, dig, dig, dig.
Okay. You walk up to one of them. It's kind of stuck between two of those spikes. You kind of move it over, start going through his robes, and the skeleton grabs your wrist and comes up and goes... That's probably the start of an encounter.
Probably.
Let me look through my notes. Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say maybe duh.
All right. We've already had one exciting adventure, and we're leaving you with a cliffhanger. Now, this is a shorter episode this week, but that's okay. That's okay. There's many more critical episodes.
We'll be back.
We see a slow motion shot of Torque going, no.
All right, everybody, if you have any questions about Critical Hit, all you have to do is drop us an email at podcast@majorspoilers.com, or even better, call us on our hotline,
785-727-1939.
That is correct, 1939. Leave a message, and we will play it on a future episode. Another option is to head over to the majorspoilers.com website, jump into the forums, ask your questions specifically in the Critical Hit and Dungeons & Dragons forum. And until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.